a power play in Russia could mean the return of Vladimir Putin as president. The current president, Dmitry Medvedev, has proposed amending the Russian constitution to lengthen presidential terms from 4 years to six. There are rumors Medvedev may step down early, a move that could possibly mean another 12 years of Putin presidency. For more, we're joined now by Luke Harding. He's Moscow correspondent for The Guardian newspaper in London. Thank you for joining us. And let's talk about the timing of this. Dmitry Medvedev has been in office a mere 6 months. Why is he opening the door for his predecessor to return?
Well, yes, Alex, you're right. I mean, the timing is very curious, not least because he made these remarks the morning that Barack Obama was elected U.S. president and really failed to recognize this fact. He didn't say anything about Obama winning the election at all. But as he said, these quite radical proposals, which would see the presidential term extended to 6 years from four. Now, Medvedev has just got the job. The reason he got the job is because Mr. Putin wanted him to get the job. He's a sort of hand-picked successor, if you like, who was inaugurated in May. He was elected a couple of months earlier. But elections in Russia are essentially kind of decorative rather than competitive. And now we just have to see what the Kremlin is going to do next. One scenario is that Medvedev could step down as early as next year in 2009. I think that's possible. I think more likely is that he will complete his term until 2012, and then it's strongly possible that Putin could himself return. I think, to be honest, these two Russian leaders have not made their minds up yet. The way the Kremlin works, the way Putin works, is rather improvisational. And, of course, at the same time, you have to remember that Russia is going through a severe economic crisis here. So, in a sense, this is not a good moment for Putin to come back with rising inflation and, you know, living costs increasing and so on. But I think what's clear is that the kind of Putin epoch, if you like, which we all thought was kind of over earlier on this year, is going to go on and on and on.
And even if he doesn't come in again as president, he's currently prime minister and he seems to be doing plenty of things in that job. Why not just remain in that post?
That's right. I mean, you know, it's true that there's a sort of, technically at least, there's a sort of tandem arrangement between Medvedev and Putin. But, you know, for his entire career, really, since the early 90s, Medvedev has been junior to Putin. He's been very much part of Putin's entourage, with Putin the kind of senior guy. Now, I think no one really doubts here in Russia that Putin is the most important person. And, for example, if you look at what happened this summer with the war in Georgia between Russia and Georgia, it was very clear that Putin was in control and was directing events. And that's still the case. This plan of extending the presidential term was discussed while Putin was in office. And I think it's being floated now and will become reality fairly soon. But I suspect Putin will be president again.
And how are the Russian people feeling about all of this?
Well, it's complicated insofar as there are several different elements in play here. One of them is that Putin still enjoys, I would say, kind of majority support, which means not that, you know, everybody is crazy about him, but I think he has probably, I'd say, about 50-55% of the population behind him. Now, there are two main reasons for that. One is that living standards have improved dramatically over the Putin years. And also, I think there's a sense here that Putin has gone some way towards restoring Russian national pride, which was kind of severely dented in the 90s, which was seen as a sort of rather humiliating moment for Russia. He's done that. And the reality is that Russia these days is not a democratic state. It's a kind of advanced sort of postmodern autocracy, if you like. And there isn't much freedom in the Western sense of the word, insofar as elections are basically fixed, institutions don't work, there isn't really a kind of proper legal system, it's all subordinated to the Kremlin. But for the moment, you know, there is no revolt here, and most Russians seem relatively happy to let sort of Putin run the show.
So what will need to happen here for this constitutional amendment to take place?
It's going to be ratified by Russia's Supreme Court. The Kremlin says no major changes are needed, and the Duma, which is kind of Russia's tame parliament, will back it as well.
Luke Harding is the Moscow correspondent for The Guardian newspaper in London. Thank you.
Thank you.